It was the 150th anniversary of the Corps back in 1860, and to mark that occasion, the Queen honoured the Corps with the Royal Title, so they're now known as the Royal Army Physical Training Corps. And we can see in this case the colours of the Corps there, with all the different changes of title over the years, from the AGS in 1860 right up to the RAPTC today, along with the famous cross swords and crown logo, and the motto of the Corps underneath, Mens Sana in Corpore Sano, it is a healthy mind in a healthy body.
And it's got a nice display as well of the 150th anniversary celebrations that took place.
That's right, yes. In particular, this road race baton. So in 2010, a special relay race was held between Oxford, where the first gymnasia was, where the first physical training instructors trained, right here to Aldershot, where the first gymnasia was set up and which today is still the home of the RAPTC.
And also some on display here, some of the items from the Freedom of the Borough that the Corps was awarded to a number of years ago now.
Yes, there is a very long and very good relationship between the Corps and the peoples of Aldershot. And three times over the years, the Borough of Aldershot has been so good to grant the Corps the Freedom of the Borough. Most recently in 2011, and you can see here the Freedom of the Borough capsule, which is a silver and glass capsule inside the parchment granting the Corps the Freedom of the Borough, which entitles them, should they so wish, to march through the streets of Aldershot with the standards flying and with bayonets fixed.
So I just want to mention as well here, we've been mentioning about the men in the Olympics, but let's just mention the women in the Corps, because some famous women as well.
Yes, well, the ladies served in the old WRAC, which was closely allied with the RAPTC. In 1992, they were actually recap badged into the Corps. So today we have the many ladies serving in the RAPTC. And things you mention here, this is from Kelly Holmes, who was never actually a member of the Corps, but was a training instructor. And we have got her singlet and her running shoe from the 2004 Olympics, when she actually became a double Olympic gold medal winner.
Well, it certainly is a fascinating museum here at Fox Lines in Aldershot Garrison, the Royal Army Physical Training Corps Museum. Eli, when is it all open? Because anyone can come along and have a look, can't they?
Well, we're open every weekday, Monday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So based at Fox Lines, just off Queen's Avenue in Aldershot, and we have free admittance.
And anyone can come along. Do they need any passes to get in?
Yes, we are behind the wire here. We're part of the Army School of Physical Training, so you do need to bring your photo ID to come in, but it's very easy. You just need to sign in at the gate and you can walk through and have a look around the museum.